Hello and welcome to the Crystal River Church of God podcast, where you will find focus for living.
Wow. Whoa. And I'm standing here because he made a way. I was in England the other day, and while there, I was sitting there, and one of the professors from Oxford University taught before I did, and they had all of these very important individuals there, and I felt like a mule at the Kentucky Derby. My God, they got all of these dignified folk here. What am I doing here? And the Lord whispered in my ear and said, I got you here. I brought you here. And I am reminded of this in my life, that everything I have, I don't have no business having it. Every place I've been, I ain't had no business being there. And everything good that ever happened in my life, God did it. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? And so I was sitting there, and the Lord said, I put you on. I got you here. And you don't have to be Oxford. You don't have to be Harvard. You don't have to be Yale. Just give me the praise, because I'm the one that got you where you are. Oh, lift up your hands and say, praise the Lord. I want to just share something with you. Let me just testify for a minute. I prayed for a man in North Carolina, unbeknownst to me, he owned the Toyota dealership. Prayed for the man, saved, sanctified, tongue-talking, Holy Ghost-filled man. Prayed for the brother, the Lord touched him. He told me, he said, the next morning, he said, I want you at my dealership at 7 o'clock in the morning. I said, the dead in Christ rise first. Us colored folks will be there about 10:30. He said, no, I need you there early. And so I had to be like the Gap Band. Gotta get up early in the morning. Y'all don't hear me. I got to the man dealership. The man grabbed me, put me under his armpit, and said, there go my friend Zig, and he started walking with me. Unbeknownst to me, I prayed for him, and the Lord healed him. And he said, I want you to know how grateful I am that the Lord used you to bless me. And I said, oh, that's so nice. But you could have called me and told me that. He said, no, I wanted you here. And he said, start taking everything out of Zig car. I said, I got a gun under the seat. I don't want nobody to get shot. He said, we handle guns here in North Carolina. I'm looking, he had me under his armpit. And I was looking back at my car thinking, what is this fool doing? And he said, Zig. And I said, why are you calling me Zig? You don't even know me. I said, call me Brother Ziegler. Jonathan, put a handle on that door. And he said, Zig, any car on this lot, I'm going to give it to you. And as long as I'm alive, every 2 years, I'm going to give you a new car. I said, you can call me Nig, you can call me Zig, you can call me Sig, you can call me Mr. Big, you can call me anything you want to call me. I'm standing here because God made a way. The house I live in right now, I went in this gated community, the house I live in right now, the Lord opened the gate. I went on through the gate. I just figured if the gate was open, it was calling me by my name. Zig, come on in here. We were renting a house, renting a condo, and my father kept telling me, you can't rent no house. You're throwing money in a hole. It's like burning money. And he kept going on and on and on about it. And so I went into this neighborhood, and we've been saving money to buy this home. And the home that I went into this neighborhood, I drove up on a home that was way out of my range, out of my budget, but it wasn't out of God's reach or his range. I went in them folk yard, I made sure nobody was looking out the window, and I took some olive oil and poured it in them folk yard. A for sale sign grew about a month later. Took me a couple of months to go back, and when I went back, the gate was wide open. I went on in there, and sure enough, the sign was still up in this wonderful house. And I went on back out, and I had some money for a down payment on our home, and Pastor Davenport called and said, "Zig, we're building a new church, and we've asked several individuals to give $10,000. And I wrote down your name." I said, what? He said, "I wrote down your name as one of the ones that are just going to stand with that offering. We bought all this land and built this marvelous church north of Atlanta." And I was like, "I can't give you $10,000. That's mine for my future." And I found out something at that moment in my life. If it's too big for you to see it, it's too big for you to have it. And I gave that money to the church. Didn't even bother. I just forgot to tell Sister Zig intentionally. Money was gone, and we were looking for a home. And I went to this home, knocked on the door, and a woman opened the door and said, "Man of God, I've been waiting on you." I thought it was the Twilight Zone and she was going to take us in there and chop us up into 1,000 pieces. We went in and the woman said, somebody had a contract on it. It fell through and I've been praying for a man of God. In 37 days, we were moving in that house. Let me tell you something. You better know who got you where you got. You better know who puts you where you are. You can sit here and act like butter don't melt in your mouth, but I need about 25 people that can say, if it had not been for the Lord making a way in my life, I don't know where I would be. If anybody ought to be praising God, it ought to be somebody with a real testimony that God made something happen in my life that nobody else could make happen. Come on, let's give God the best praise we got. John chapter 2 is my assignment. Give me a little more in the monitors. I've seen some of you at Florida State games, and I've seen you in the recent history at Florida Gator games, and y'all been losing so much that I told Georgia not to even play y'all this year. The big dog is hunting. The dogs are back, and Florida's on the downswing. And I am so glad that God knows how to turn things around. Any Florida Seminole fans up in this house, anybody glad and grateful that things are turning favorably for everybody else but the Gators? Somebody say amen. I'm glad to be with Pastor Ronnie, and I'm glad to be with, amen, Pastor Sherry, and you have a tremendous man of God as a leader and a tremendous pastor, and his wife is a powerful little preaching, tongue-talking woman. Come on, celebrate the Lord for this awesome man of God. Amen. I love them very dearly, and I think very highly of them and their children, and you don't know it, but Pastor Ronnie, just a few months ago, a pastor called me in Houston, Texas, who is the pastor of that little old singer named Beyonce Knowles, who married Jay-Z. And Pastor Ronnie won't tell you, but he went and preached for the church that Beyonce was raised in, church that her mother still attends. And I've been going there many years, and the pastor said, "I want Ronnie Reed." I said, "I can get him for you." And so I called Brother Reed and said, "Would you go to Houston, Texas?" And he basically told me, "The sun shines bright and the moon gives light deep in the heart." Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. He went to Texas, and basically I told him, don't ever let him come back again, because ever since he went, they ain't been asking for me no more. Amen. He is a tremendous statesman, man of God, lover of people, and we are better because the Lord sent him to Crystal River. He's had numerous offers to go other places and be with other people, But how many of you know that God sent this man of God to Crystal River, Florida, to Citrus County for such a time as this? Praise the Lord. I'm not going to be long tonight, if you would bear with me. But I've been doing a series lately entitled More. And I've been doing this here recently, and the Lord calls me to revisit the miracles of Jesus. And I believe that there's so much more to life than being depressed. I believe that there's so much more to life than money. There's so much more to life than having people in your life that really don't like you, but they're around you. I believe God has so much better. And I believe God has so much more in store for people that would dare to believe God that the best days of your life are the rest of the days of your life. That the only thing God knows how to do is get your back against the wall. And how many of you know God knows how to get your back from off the wall? He knows how to get cancer out of your body, diabetes out of your blood. There is nothing too hard for God. Somebody say amen. And I want to share this with you. John chapter number 2, let's start with verse number 1. When you got it, say amen. And the Bible reads, "And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there." Verse 2, "And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they had wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, They have no wine. Verse 4, "And Jesus said unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come." Just stop at verse, go back to verse number 4, because Jesus is a bad man. If I ever call Theda the Loach Ziegler woman, she'll slap me light skin. If I ever call my mama woman, how many of you thinking about it, you break out in sweats? If you disrespected not your mom, your mama, and said, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come." This is what Jesus said to his mother. Now let's go to verse 5 and see how his mama responded. His mama responded and said, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." Mama didn't argue. Mama said, "Listen, Jesus, I know what's in you. And I know what's in you is going to come out of you." And I came from Atlanta, Georgia, talking to married folks that's on the verge of quitting, talking to folks that have been discouraged and you feel stressed out and overwhelmed. Recently, we had a young pastor in California who committed suicide. And it's all over the internet. It's all over Facebook. It's all over Instagram. It's all over Twitter that this young pastor, 36 years old, who had been dealing with a very difficult time with his father's leukemia, and finally the brother just had enough, snap, crackled, and popped. And took his own life. And I came to tell you, the spirit of suicide that's in our country, the spirit of death that's in our land, that the blood is over your life. And none of your children, none of your family members, you are not going to the mortuary. You're going to bring your kids in the sanctuary, and you're going to see God do some super amazing things before this year is over. I don't know who I'm talking to. The devil should have killed you before you got to Crystal River Church of God, because God is going to make your whole life better. Better. I wish somebody lift up your hands and say, better things are ahead of you. Jesus said in verse 4, go back to verse 4. Jesus says in this verse, "Woman, what have I to do with you? My hour is not yet come." In verse 5, his mama says, "Whatever he tell you to do, do it." Notice what happens. Go to verse 6. We're going to read just a little bit more. And there were six water pots after the manner of purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. Verse 7. And Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. Verse 8. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. Verse 9. This is good stuff right here. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was. In other words, the man said, where did this come from? But the servants which drew it, they knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom. Verse 10. And saith unto him, every man at the beginning doeth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. Verse 11, and we will conclude. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. I want to talk to you for a moment from this theme, more wine, please. Look at the person next to you and say, more wine, please. This is an unusual miracle. This is a powerful miracle. Now, let me put a misnomer in here. Now, those of you that want to go to ABC, I ain't talking to you. Those of you that want to get some Jack Daniels or some Johnny Walker Red or some scotch, that ain't the wine I'm talking about. But this wine that Jesus, this miracle that Jesus performed in turning water into wine is a miracle that saved these people from a very disappointing and embarrassing scenario. And this miracle of Jesus turning water into wine shows that in life we can run out of things. That things can happen in your life where you run out of patience and you run out of joy and you run out of peace and you run out of love and you feel as if you are literally running on empty. And when you are down to nothing and when you are at your absolute breaking point, Jesus can come in and turn the entire situation around in your life and do something that is absolutely impossible. I was there several years ago when my sister was killed in a terrible wreck, and I literally ran out of energy of wanting to be alive. And many of you have testimonies in your life of things that you literally ran out of. And it is just life that you'll run out of things. And in life, if you run out of sugar, you run out of butter, you run out of milk, there is a Walmart or a Publix or some subsidiary that you can go and get refilled. But there are some things that the store doesn't sell. There are things that the doctor can't prescribe. There are things that the marriage counselor can't heal. There are some situations in your life, and the only person can fix it is Jesus. I wish I had somebody in this room that can testify there are some pains that only Jesus can heal. There are some circumstances that only God can feel. He can feel childhood hurts. He can feel marital pains. He can feel emotional pains. He can feel physical pain. There is not a situation that you can get in that God cannot feel and get you out of it. And I came from Atlanta to tell you that God is getting ready to take what the devil meant for evil and turn it around for your good. Anybody in this house a bona fide witness that can say God has turned things around in my life? I know God as a person that can turn things around. Can I preach like I'm in Georgia? This miracle shows that God can take one thing and turn it into something else if he chooses to. Look at Moses' rod. God turned it into a serpent. Look at Samson's jawbone. God turned it into an Aquafina plant. Look at the little boy's lunch. Two sardines and five pieces of Wonder Bread. And God opened up a Captain D's in the middle of nowhere. Look at what God did at the Red Sea. He split the sea so we can walk right through it. Look what God did. He turned the walls of Jericho into a bunch of rocks that they could step on. And God told me to tell you that trouble in your house, that sickness in your body, that trouble with your child, that issue in your mind, God is going to turn that whole thing all the way around. I wish somebody would give God a 30-second praise if you know that God can turn anything around in your life. Yes. 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 Do you sit down, y'all making me nervous. Do you remember when Peter went fishing? He fished all night without Jesus and didn't catch nothing. And the next morning, he was washing his net, he docked his boat, and he thought it was over. And Jesus just went and got in his boat. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, there's a man in your boat. My God, a woman almost passed out. A woman in here been waiting on a man to get in her boat for a long time. But I came to tell you that this is not an ordinary man. This is not a normal man. This is not a natural man. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of Gods is getting ready to get in your situation. Can I get a witness in this house? When God gets in a situation, he turns everything all the way around. Let me have a chair. Let me have a chair. Let me have a chair. Bring two chairs. Bring two chairs. Bring two chairs. Yeah. Come at Josh. Bring another one with you. Come at Josh. This is Josh. He's the minister of music at Crystal River Church of God. Get in it. Get in it, Josh. Get in it, Josh. Get in the chair. Get in the chair. This is Josh. Row your boat. Row your boat. This is Josh. Yeah. Rolling his boat. This is you. Rowing your boat. This is Josh rowing his boat and the lights go out. This is Josh rolling his boat and it starts raining. This is Josh rolling his boat and his muscles are, look at these big old muscles. His muscles are tired. He can't see. He's frustrated. He's tired. He's weary. He don't know what to do. He don't know who to call. This is your key roll. Row, row, row. I said, row you. I beat you to. This is us trying to do it by yourself. Keep going, Josh. This is us trying to do it by yourself. Have you ever tried to raise kids by yourself? Have you ever tried to be married without counsel by yourself? Have you ever tried to do life without a church like this? Keep rowing, Josh, by yourself. Sometime in life, you just think, I can handle this. I can do this. I ain't never had nobody with me. But just like Josh, keep rowing, Josh. I know you ain't lifted weights in about 12 years. Come on, keep doing it. He working muscles that he ain't worked in years. His elbow is about to backslide and his arm is about to sue him for child support. Come on, keep rowing. This is Josh. Rowing by himself. Just like Peter was in that fishing boat by himself. But the next morning, out of nowhere, Jesus decided to get in the boat and say, I got it from here. I came to tell somebody, I don't know who this word is for. It is up from here. From this day throughout the rest of this year, things are going to happen so fast, your head is going to spin on your body. You think you've been blessed before. This is a season of breakthrough after breakthrough. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost in this house. Peter fished all night, and he didn't think things could turn in less than 24 hours. Somebody do like this and say, God's going to turn some things around for me in the next 24 hours. I'm going to get some good news. I'm going to get a praise report. Somebody last night came in here with a tumor, and they said they felt a warm sensation all over their body, and they're believing God that they're not going to die, but they're going to live. I wish somebody would stand up and turn around and say, God is going to turn it around. Who am I preaching to in here tonight? Sit down, Josh. This miracle of the turning. Who put that pen in there? This miracle. Somebody trying to kill me in this chair. Leg part. I'm just saying. Watch this. This miracle says that God, you can have a bad night, but a great morning. The young man, and we respectfully speak of this pastor, this young man killed himself this last week. Just felt like he was all alone. I read the letter that his wife wrote, and basically the man had run out of wine, run out of joy, run out of meaning to live, run out of energy. And then all of a sudden, out there in the darkness of the night, yielded to the spirit of fear, anxiety, and discouragement. The definition of depression, according to that young man and Shawshank Redemption, depression means I don't have a bright future. I don't see things getting better. It is depression and discouragement that drives people into a feverish pitch of speeding up when they need to slow down. They get like a hamster going around and around in circles, or frustration trying to open a door, and the more they try to open it, the tighter the lock gets. And it is Peter who thinks ain't nothing gonna turn, ain't nothing gonna get better. This business is over. I might as well try to do something else. Life is not working. Family is not working. School is not working. The job, I hate getting up for this dead-end job. If I didn't need this job, I'll tell them exactly what I want to tell them. But when you get to that job, good morning this morning, pretty morning this morning. It's so good to see you this morning. Have you ever had a customer that got on your nerves and you had to be nice because your boss was evaluating you? And you're like, life. And just when Peter didn't think things was going to turn, Jesus got in his boat. Just when you thought things weren't going to get better, give somebody an elbow and say, somebody invited me to Crystal River Church of God. And I don't know who this is for, but there's a miracle in this house with your name on it. There's a breakthrough in this house with your name on it. I just need somebody to wave your hand and say, I too ran out of wine, and I came to this church, and I came into this place, and somebody prayed with me and agreed with me, and things got better. Hallelujah. Jesus got in the boat and said, throw out the net. And they couldn't even bring in the multitude when Jesus got in. He took them from a night of nothing to a morning of overflow, a night of a breakdown and a morning of a breakthrough, a night that is over and a morning that says, if God be for you, who can be against you? He's the God of more than enough. He's the God of the cup running over. He's the God of goodness and mercy following you all the days of your life. Lift up your hand, child of God. God is about to turn things favorably for you and your children and your grandchildren. Somebody put on your shouting shoes and praise the Lord of glory for the breakthrough you've been waiting on. I want you to lift your hands and I want you to say it with convincing authority. I'm open for a breakthrough. Hallelujah. I've run out of wine. I've run out of options. I've run out of energy. I've run out of friends. I need God to do something in my life, or I'm not going to make it. Go to verse number 2, I believe it is. We got the wrong. Go to verse 3, I'm sorry. Verse 3, and they wanted wine. Have you ever been in a situation in your life where people wanted something and you didn't have it to give? Because they took it all. They drank it all. And let me tell you something about people. People will use you until you ain't got nothing left. You'll be praying for them, fasting for them, and they'll be at Walt Disney World on the screen machine, and you're praying for them, giving out all your oil and giving out all your energy. Listen, don't feed nothing that don't feed you. Don't get hooked up with people that don't have your best interest. It's time for you to get rid of these fake friends and crazy people and get with somebody. When you say glory, they say hallelujah. When you say thank you, they say Jesus. You need some people in your life that'll fight for you. Look at verse 3. They wanted wine. And the mother of Jesus said, they have no more. They'll have no more left. They ran out. How did they get? It's just out. Sometimes in your life, you're so consumed with the wedding that you don't know you ran out of wine. Lean forward. Let me tell you something else. Sometimes you're so consumed with other people that you lose your own identity. Sometimes you are so consumed with your job that you lose your family. This is where it get real quiet and y'all start looking around. Let me turn on your street. Sometimes you are so consumed that you lose the very thing and the very people that you need that makes life worth living. It's a hard lesson to learn in life that you give things to people that don't want you and take things from people that really need you. Oh, y'all will get that when you go home tonight. They didn't have none. They didn't have no more. And Jesus' mother somehow got in on the conversation. Verse number 4, everything turned. Jesus said unto his mama, after she told him they don't have any more wine, Jesus says, what am I to do? My hour is not yet. It ain't time for me to do these miracles. His mama said, I know what's in you. Can I look around this place? I know what's in you. I came to tell Crystal River, from where you come from to where you are, y'all ain't ordinary folks. There's an unusual anointing on these people. And when Josh and those singers, that music strikes up, and Josh and the singers start singing, and then Pastor Ronnie get up on the stage and do the one leg stinky leg while he's doing the running man at the same time. Honey, I seen this white man do what black folk couldn't do. James Brown couldn't do it. Michael Jackson couldn't do it on steroids. Something happens in this place when you start praising and lifting up the name of Jesus. And the devil hates Crystal River Church of God. He hates these young people. He hates these children. He hates these senior adults. He hates us when we start worshiping God. You don't know what's in you until God brings it out of you. I came to tell you, God, my God, is about to bring and stir up gifts that's been in you. Hallelujah. My God, Josh, I done made you sit here for the last 20 minutes. You don't know what to do. He got in it and said, let me see what I can do. I came to tell you that God has sat in your situation. Said, let me see what I can do. And he said, bring me some water pots. What? Bring you some what? Bring me some water. There is no water in wine. He said, just bring me the water. First we got Christ's participation. And now you're about to see Christ's provision. He sent me to tell you, he's in this thing with you. As long as you're connected, you'll never go hungry and you'll never be put outside. You'll never be forsaken. You'll never be abandoned. You'll never be left abandoned on the side of the road of life. As long as you got Jesus sitting in this thing with you, you will never see the bottom of the barrel, because God is and has always been your provider. Anybody know him as a provider? Anybody know him as a way maker? Anybody know him as a God who can open a door that nobody else can open? He can get you in a school that you ain't even qualified for. He can give you a job that you ain't got the education for. You don't even know how you're doing what you're doing. It's the favor of God in your life. My God. Am I helping anybody in this room? God's about to turn some waters into wine. He's about to turn some things completely around in our lives and show us once again, I got this thing all under control. We had a young man in here last night. The doctors gave him up. And he came up here last night and said, this church got some powerful prayer warriors. And when they pray, things happen. Well, the wedding has turned bad because they have no wine. It's all gone. And sometimes in life, you overpromise and underdeliver. And have people in your life ever overpromised but underdelivered, and you were left holding a bag? And this, the wedding of Cana. They overpromised, thought they had enough, figured they had enough, but they didn't have enough. And then Jesus comes in, tells them, fill those pots with water. Watch what I do. And isn't it just like God to do something that blows the very minds of everybody that's present? How many of you honestly can lift your hands and say, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, I wouldn't have been caught dead in no church on no Wednesday night. But he turned my water into wine. How many in this room are witnesses that you were so sick, you couldn't get well? You didn't think you were going to get well, but God turned things around and you are walking, and the people that said you weren't going to get out of that situation, now they're sick. Some of them in the grave, and you are walking because God can turn a situation around. He is the God who can take what the devil said can never happen. Is there anything? I don't know who I'm talking to, but God's about to take a situation that looks impossible, and he's about to turn it right before your eyes. And before this year is over, you're going to be shouting and dancing and praising the Lord. Why don't you help me praise him? Why don't you help me shout in this house? Glory to God. Lay your hand on somebody right now and say, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of disappointment. I bind the spirit of discouragement. I bind the spirit of fear. You're not intimidated. You're not insecure. God is going to do the impossible in your life, in your family. Start shouting for your house, for the blessing that's coming through your doors. I feel like shouting in this place. Lift up your hand. Glory to God. I don't know who in here came in with water, but you're leaving out with wine. Man, I don't even know you. I ain't never seen you. I don't know if I've ever seen you. But some big things are about to happen in your life. Doors are about to open for you that no man can open. Because of the prayers that have been prayed over you, great doors are about to open in your life. Would somebody shout for that brother? My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Excuse me while I shout in Crystal River, Florida about the future. Somebody shout about the future. Give me your coat. Excuse me. I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't do this. I don't even know you. But God got you covered, brother. Don't you worry about no board and about people who come against you. God got you. Why y'all looking at me like a frog in a new pond? Help me shout in this house. I'm my God, brother. You know what? He keeps telling me, I'm about to turn this whole thing. Do like this. I say, God's about to turn this whole thing. Somebody got a father that's not saved, just like my father wasn't saved. Get ready, get ready, get ready. God's about to open for you the windows of heaven and turn that water into wine. Glory to God. Look, watch this. I need to pray for some people tonight. But look at this word. Jesus said, my hour. Lord have mercy. My hour is not come. It ain't time. Mama, leave me alone. Mom said, boy, you better turn that water into wine. Now listen, I don't know where y'all people from, but my mama is a stiletto, hat-wearing, dignified black woman with big old bags.
And my mama got neck bones, collard greens, an iron, and an ironing board in her bag. And my grandfather said, when I was a young boy, when most people, go to verse 3. And this is what bothers me. Go to verse 3, baby.
Go to verse 3, brother. Go to verse 3.
Watch this. I'm going somewhere with this. When most people get a no, we have no wine. They say, okay. They said no. But you got to learn how to praise God until you get a yes. You got to learn how to praise God when hellhounds are all around you. You got to learn. Come here, baby. Help me with your young. You got to learn to say, I'll praise God. And go ahead, girl. Go ahead, girl. Anybody in this house understand? No don't always mean no. Sometimes you praise. We have no, see, Brother Ronnie, I see, now some of y'all are like this. It don't take all that. And I'm not really that emotional. You let Florida win the national championship. Folk go to NASCAR. I can't get it. And folk be, folk watch grown men win tights, carrying a pigskin ball across a line, slapping each other on the buttocks, and get buck wild, crazy, out of control. Beyonce came to Atlanta, and her husband, Jay-Z, calls himself Jehovah. And Kanye West, that great Trump supporter, calls himself Jesus or Jesus. And folk go buck wild at a concert, and they come to church and use the bathroom 32 times during praise and worship. Fold their arms, cross their legs, and say, I get real uncomfortable when that old, now see, look at this woman right here, y'all. What's your name, baby doll? Eileen ain't no ordinary white woman. This woman, if she ever get the devil in the corner, she will, if she ever back the devil in a corner, if she ever get her foot on the devil's head, I need some proper women to say, if I can get the devil foot, if I can get my foot on the devil's head, I need somebody that can say, I ain't too proud to praise the Lord. Don't play with me. I'll praise him anywhere. What I was going to say about my mom, my mom can sing, and buddy, she can dance and ain't ashamed to do it. And when the devil says no, oh boy, you talking about getting the dust off the carpet and the shine off the floor. I can't understand it. How folks come to church and they not only want to be quiet, but they want you to be quiet. And they never been to a Hank Williams concert and said, turn the music down. Nobody at Woodstock said, it's too hot and muggy out here. But when folk come to church, they want to regulate your praise and turn down your worship, and they don't know the hell you've been through in your life. Child, have you lost your cotton picking mind? If you knew what I've been through over the last 6 months, you would be shouting all over this. You would be shouting all over this church. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, lift your hands and say, if anybody ought to be praising God, it ought to be me. Some of these young people have been broke up with. They've been betrayed. They've been hurt. They've been lied on. They've been talked about. They've had people stab them in their back, betray them, bully them on Facebook. And you think I'm going to come in this church and not get me some wine? I need the joy and the wine in my life. Go to verse 5. I feel something in this house. Whatever he tells you to do. Our issue is, are we committed to whatever he tells us to do? Teachable, trainable, comply, whatever you want. Verse 6, this is what happened. 6 water pots. Verse 7, and Jesus said, fill them and fill it all the way. Oh, I'm going somewhere. Brother Ronnie, there's a reason why he said, fill it to the brim. God wants to fill you so nothing else can get in you. God's going to fill it all the way to the brim. He's going to fill you with a new level of peace and a new level of joy, and it's going to be all the way. You're not going to be going to your job mad and sad and angry and agitated. He's going to fill you all the way to the brim. You're going to have a new attitude, a new outlook, a new uplook, a new way of giving, a new way of in your marriage and your family and your life. He's going to fill you. Lay hands on somebody and say, God wants to fill you all the way to the brim. He wants to take out that anger and hurt and frustration and offense and mad all the time. He wants to fill you to the brim. Why don't you just say, fill me to the brim? Fill me to the brim. I'm empty, God. Fill me to the brim. I'm tired. Fill you. Anybody lean forward? Lean forward. Robin Williams. Anybody remember Robin Williams? Robin Williams was worth over $120 million. If I was worth that kind of money, I wouldn't have no rope around my neck. I have my rope around my horse Tigger. But Robin Williams was empty and nobody knew it. And one day Robin Williams' wife went shopping. And Robin Williams took a rope, put it around his neck, and killed himself. Let that sink in. Let me sit that right there. He was depressed, bipolar. He had no wine. And let me tell you something. I'm tired of folks saying, it's a her. I tell you, it's a whole lot of things I'll never do. Because ain't nobody going to ask you to do it. Ain't nobody ask you. It's a whole lot of things. I just wouldn't do that. Don't ever say, you never know what position you can be in. My son, I say this about Jaden. And you raise your children, you do the best with your children, and sometimes your kids can disappoint you. But you still love them, and they still yours. And you pray for them, and you pray with them, and you fight for them, and you correct them at your house, and you let them know, look, I'm correcting you because I love you, and I want you to understand something. Don't listen to what they saying outside of this house. Know what I say in this house. And you fill your family to the brim. But it's hard to give somebody something that you ain't got. He told them, fill it all the way up. Lift your hands and say it. Fill me all the way up. Come on, lift your hands and be honest and be open. Say it. I'm open to being filled all the way up. I've been working too hard. I've been chasing money. I've been chasing things. I've been caught up in all kind of groups and caught up in all kind of cliques and clubs and drama and fooling. I need to be filled all the way up. Because if you're not filled all the way up, you'll go all the way down. And then my last verse before I close. Verse number 8. Draw it out now. When you ain't really seen the effects of this revival until next week. Listen, next week, you're going to know you got it. Ball up your fists and say, it's not just about tonight. Next week, I'm going to be filled to the brim. Next week, I'm going to still have victory, a positive uplook and outlook. I'm not going to fly off the handle. I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to be scared of the Holy Ghost and intimidated of the move of God. I am open to be for this same thing this week to happen next week and next month and next year and the next 5 years. I'm telling you, I want my life to be filled where nothing else can get in me. But Jesus. Robakosha. Verse number nine. And it says this. Watch this. And the ruler of the feast tasted it. And he didn't know where this come from. In other words, it changed so drastically that the man had to say, what church y'all go to? Woo, woo. Look at somebody and tell them, I got my river fix. I've been river dancing all week. I've been praising God on the promises of God all week long. I had a meeting at Crystal River Church of God and things turned in my life. Listen, it happens in your spirit before it happens in your life. I want you right now to lift up your hands for the next 1 minute and start praising God about how these next 5 months are going to be in your life. Lift your hands. The governor didn't know where this came from. What happened? You were gloomy and doomy and sad and frustrated. What happened? I got new wine. I got filled to the brim. I don't fly off the handle and get angry real fast and got to cuss people out and slap the dog and kick the cat and run over somebody's foot. Honey, when you get filled to the brim, you look the devil in his face and say, go to hell by yourself. I don't want nothing you got. I don't need nothing you got. Anybody in this house ready to get filled to the brim? If you're ready to be filled to the brim, praise him in this house. Give him glory in this house. Give him praise in this house. Lift your hands. Everyone standing. My God. The governor didn't know. Look at this verse. I never saw this like this until the other day. The ruler of the feast tasted the water that was made wine, and he didn't know where it came from. After this meeting, folks gonna say, where you been? What you got in? There's a great change in you. I'm not asking God to change other people. I'm asking God to change me. And the change in you will affect other people. Because if you are the only one saved in your house, then you are the light in your house. You are the salt in your house. And you bring light and season in your family. The governor said, where this come? Where y'all got this from? Where y'all got this from? Come here. Hold it for me before I drop it. Turn around. God's been, he's going to turn your whole attitude. Amen. He, you know what he changes? He changes rudeness. Come on. He changes selfishness. Come on. You know what he changes? Anger. and rage, and I got to get even. And I'm going to show her. He changes. He just basically says, let me just turn this whole thing. Walk down this aisle with me. If you don't get some wine in your life, some new wine in your life, some joy in your life, some Holy Spirit in your life, some victory in your life. Now see, when my father came home, he had to get a drink because his day was so difficult. And some of us, when we they're called, what's that word? Somebody help me. Triggers. You got triggers in your life. And some things trigger things in you, like anxiety. They trigger reaction. And you fall off the wagon because somebody done pulled your trigger. Got you all upset and out of sort. And some people know how to push your buttons. Don't look at your husband, look straight at me. What drove you? No, look at him. Look at me. Some things pull your trigger. And when you don't have oil flowing through you, everything is strained. But when you get wine, when you get filled with more wine, new wine, spirit and joy and life, my God, it makes a believer out of other people. Go to verse number 11 and I'm done. Verse number 11. Look at it. You got to see it. I want you to read it. This is only the beginning. He's got way more after this. In the book of John, this miracle of turning water into wine was only the beginning. Lift your hands. And I want you to say, this is the most joyful time of my life. Would you lift your hands and confess that? This is the most joy you've ever had in your life. This is the most victory you've had in your life. Come on, walk around here. Look at this water. Can God turn your water into wine? Yes, he can. Can he take this bad situation and turn it all the way? Yes, he can. There's some people that's got empty vessels, and God sent me to tell you, I'm going to fill you up to the brim. I'm going to fill you up with new wine and new energy and new joy and new life and new vigor and new vitality. Come on, hold it up. Can God fill you with new faith? A new level of faith and determination. Am I talking it? Come on, way back here. There are people that are running on complete empty. And guess what? Nobody knows it. Come on, let's go way back here. They're married people. They're single people. They're young people. They're middle-aged people. The young man that committed suicide, 36 years old. Oh, pastor in a church with no joy, with no victory. His last sermon was entitled Hot Mess. Sometimes the sermon you preach to others is the sermon that really needs to be preached to you. I knew I was on a mission. Just hold my hand and walk with me. We gonna take a walk, and we gonna get some wine, get some joy. We gonna get some victory. I've been there. I can't take nobody where I ain't never been. I've been there where I didn't have nothing left, and God told me to walk and come back. I didn't know why I was walking, but in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, just try Jesus. Give him a try. Open up your heart. Are you open? Are you just open? Just be open to the Holy Spirit. Just be open. I just brought you because you're the first one. I want people to be honest.
and just lift your hands and say, I'm empty, but I'm open. Say it, I'm empty, but I'm open.
You know, the worst thing is to be empty and not open. To be empty and narrow-minded. To be empty and criticizing somebody else. And you need just as much as they need. To be miserable and try to pull somebody else into your misery. Instead of saying, come on, let's get what we need in order to live the rest of our life with purpose and joy. Let's get this thing filled. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, son. Just come on. I want to do something. Where's Anthony? Where's Smokey? Stand right here. I want you to do something. As many young people as you can get, I want you to bring them to this altar. As many people as you can get, bring them to this altar. If you're empty, come on. Come on. If you're empty, but I'm open. The worst thing can happen is you're no longer open. You're closed to change, to blessing. Come on, come on, walk down here. If this message is for you, I need God to turn some water in the wine. I need a fresh touch in my life. Come on down here. Come from everywhere. Come on, be honest. But more than anything, be open. I need God to do something inside of me. I need God to do something in my heart, something in my life, something in my spirit. I can't go home the way I came. I can't go back to the same relationship. I can't go back to the alcohol. I can't go back to the drugs. I can't go back to a relationship that's destroying me. I can't go back. What is that? Come here, Pastor. Pastor. He told me something. I didn't know anything about it. It's called crystal meth. Crystal meth. And it is so terrible. And our president has been talking about something that in America we've ignored. Our president has been talking about this opiate crisis. It's a crisis in Maine and New Hampshire and Alaska. All of these people bound by opiate, addicted, dying, can't function without it. Crystal meth eats away at the skin of an individual. That's got to be a miserable way to live. Needing a fix. Needing a drink, needing a woman, needing a man. But I'm telling you, he can turn that water into wine even right now. I don't care what people think about you or what people say about you. What matters is what God says about you and what God says for your future. There's about 50 more people that need to come down here. Where's that oil? I need all my elders on the stage. All elders and wives. All elders and wives. There's about 15 more people need to get down here. Come on. I got you. Come on down. I want God to turn my water into wine. This is the first miracle. Oh, Jesus. This is the beginning. I'm so glad. I know I know this baby. I know I know this lady. Oh, by the Holy Spirit, you are the first one at the altar. That means God really has something for you. Come on, pastors, Sherry. Come on. This is the night. This is the night. This is the night. This is the night. Be honest. They're going to sing, all of my elders and wives. When the Lord told me to preach this, I said, Lord, I want to preach something else. But it's better to obey God than to try to move people. You came in empty. God said he's going to fill you to the brim. And those of you that need a refilling, come on down here right now. You need a refilling. You need a fresh touch. You need a fresh anointing. Start coming right now. Old, young, middle-aged, old, single, married, divorced, separated. It doesn't matter where you are. God can reach you. God can touch you. God can heal you. God can deliver you from suicidal thoughts. He can deliver you from depression. He can deliver you from the root of bitterness, the pain of a divorce, the pain of a separation, the pain of raising kids and you can't get no child support. God will turn your water into wine. He will do it.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you are blessed by listening to this message and invite you to join us at our Crystal River campus. We meet for service on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our midweek service and youth service is on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We're located at 2180 Northwest 12th Avenue in Crystal River, Florida.